Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Vav, Bechoros 6. And on Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara discusses the topic of whether or not we should expound upon the word S, which is a word that doesn't necessarily have a translation. And in general, we don't know what it means. So there was a debate amongst the Tanayim whether or not they should expound upon it and use the word S to teach us something else. So the Gemara cites a Braisa, Shimon Hamsoni, that the Tana Shimon Hamsoni, Hayadorish Kol S V'S Sheba Torah. He used to expound upon every time the word S appears in the Torah. However, when he came to the verse in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13, V'kiven She'egia, when he came to that verse that you should fear Hashem your God, he was afraid to expound upon that and to compare the fear of God and to say that it's coming to say that there's something else that we should fear in addition to that, because he couldn't think of anything that we should fear in addition to the fear of God, that to say that just like we should fear God, there's something else we should fear. And so therefore when he came to that point, Piresh, he said, I'm no longer going to expound the word S. He said it was a mistake. We're really not supposed to be expounding upon the word S. And so therefore, he stopped the expositions. So first of all, the Tosus points out, why didn't he say S is coming to say Larabos Kavo, to say that we have to give honor, Kibud Av Va'Em, to say that just like we're supposed to fear God, we also have to give fear our parents. And because we know that Kibud Av Va'Em is also compared to honoring God, and so therefore, maybe we should say, just like we have to honor our parents, we also have to fear our parents. And therefore, comparing it in that sense, maybe the word S is to say that there also needs to be a fear of God. And Tosva says that we can't give that explanation, because we can't in any way, even though we're supposed to honor our parents, and we're supposed to honor God, and we're supposed to fear God and fear our parents, we can't in any way compare the two. And that's why he was afraid to make such an exposition. And furthermore, the Rishonim ask, why didn't he take the same approach when it comes to v'ahavtas Hashem elokecha, that you should love Hashem your God? What was he able to learn out from the word S, which is written right before this? So why didn't he expound it from there? And so the commentary, why didn't he say at that point that the word v'ahavtas is to say that you should also come to say that there's nothing that can compare to the love of God? And so the commentaries point out, though, he was able to say you should love the service of God, that just like you should love Hashem, you should love the avodas of Hashem, and the things that we do as service of God, that's what he was able to add upon that. And the Marashah gives a different answer, that it says, from the fact that it says v'ahavtas, he said maybe that he was able to learn out that you're supposed to love Torah scholars, and compare that to the love of Hashem, that just like we're supposed to love God, we're supposed to love people who are serving Hashem. So in any event, this is the pasuk that Shimon Hamsoni said, there's nothing that we can compare the fear of God to, and so therefore he withdrew, Piresh, he withdrew from expounding upon it. So when he withdrew from expounding upon it, his students said to him, Amru lo Talmidav, his students turned to him and they said, Rebbe, ko esin shedarashta mati elam. Up until this point in your whole life, you're expounding every S in the Torah. You're teaching us all these great teachings. Now what are we going to do with them? So Amru lahem, so Reb Shimon Hamsoni said to them, a very powerful line, he said, Keshem shekibalti schar al adrisha, just like I received reward for all the expositions that I've given until this point, kach ani mekabal, now I'm going to receive reward for not expounding. And so just like up until now I've received reward for every time I made a drasha here, now I'm going to receive a reward for withdrawing all of the drashas that I've ever given. So this is also very difficult, because he's really not expanding, he's really not answering his students' question, because they said, what should we do with all these S's that you've expounded to now, till now? And he's just responding to them with his reward. He's going to say, don't worry, I'm going to get a reward. But they're asking, what's going to be the status of all those things? So the Marashah explains that he said to them, just like I received reward for everything that I expounded on the Torah, and I was and I was spreading the honor for Torah on the day, from the fact that I proved that there's no extra word in the Torah, so too I'm going to receive reward for the Prisha, for separating. That means to say that there'll be reward that I'm expanding the love and honor for heaven, that I'm not going to say, to expound upon something and say that there's nothing equivalent to the fear of heaven. Meaning to say, just like I received reward for showing how every word in the Torah is powerful, now I'm going to receive reward for showing how there's nothing comparable to the to the fear of God, and so that's the reward that I'm receiving. I always took it to mean that he's saying that just like you receive reward for saying something, so too you receive reward for sometimes not saying something. Meaning to say, I once heard you say, a good rabbi can make any connection between two topics, and a bad rabbi will. Meaning to say, not everything has to be expounded upon, and that was the teaching that he was giving. But comes along Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva came and gave a drasha. He was able to tell us what Hashem al kachotira means. Rabbi Akiva came along and said that, what does it mean? As Hashem Olkecha Tira, what does it mean you should fear Hashem your God? L'rabos Tamidei Chachamim. That you also have to show fear and deference to Torah scholars. And so therefore, Rabbi Akiva does expound all the S's in the Torah. Rabbi Shimon Amsoni was afraid to do that. He was afraid to say that it's not possible to think that you can in any way compare the fear of God to fear of anything else in the world. But Rabbi Akiva was saying, no, the Hainu Hach, they're really the same thing, that the fear of the Torah scholar is in effect, in essence, a fear of Hashem. It's demonstrating that there's this fear of Hashem Yisparach, and so that is basically the point of what Rabbi Akiva was saying, that it's not adding on to the fear of Hashem, it is exactly the fear of Hashem. And that was the dispute between Shimon Amsoni and Rabbi Akiva.